Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, folks, I got lots to cover. What all of it comes down to concerning what's taking place, not just in this country, but on a global basis, is the despising of the Word of God. That's why we have all of these issues. The people on a global basis refuse to obey God in dealing with the tyrants and keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, right? Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, and they sit back and they wonder why these things are going on day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. Now, I know it's not a popular message to give to the people, but it's a scriptural one, and that's why I'm going to stay the course. I'm not here to receive the approbation of men. I'm here to preach the gospel. I didn't receive the gospel from men, and so therefore I'm going to preach what it is that the Lord has bestowed upon me and in me as an ambassador, and out of my bellies will flow rivers of living waters, and giving forth that same message. The Bible is clear. It tells us in John 3 that whom the Lord sends speaketh forth his words, and that's exactly what we're doing here. And so with that again said, friends, all the miseries, as Noah Webster rightly said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, listen carefully, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Can we all agree on that? Yes, absolutely. Proverbs 13:13 tells us what? He that despiseth the word despiseth his own soul. And if you despise your own soul, well, at length, not only do you despise the Lord first and foremost, but your brothers as well. And then thirdly, your country, and that's why the country is going to hell in a handbasket. It's nobody to blame but ourselves, period. Now, again, I want to give this to you really quick. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I'm about ready to show you something I just found out on Bill Gates. Now, this isn't news, but this is Bradley's news, and it's another one of those observations of causing the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, and I'll explain that in a moment. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Go to the other side, to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the live feed on Rumble, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe up on top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Now, it's interesting because what I've been noticing lately is how Google is doing everything in their power to defend the likes of this whole plandemic. And a plandemic, we all know it is. And by the way, this is spreading all the more. And even getting to the point now where the government's saying that you can sue the vaccine companies. That's another story. but any company that I've ever known of never has been able to indemnify themselves concerning the products that they're selling to the people, but Big Pharma, okay? But one thing that I've noticed, and it's, it truly is astounding as to how they get away with the things that they get away with, but they will always get away with whatever you let them get away with, said Edmund Burke, and he's exactly right. But I noticed that Bill Gates has been under scrutiny by the people on a global basis. He's a monster. He's a dictator. And it's no wonder, because we all understand what he said as far as depopulating the world. He did say it. I don't care what the mainstream media says, or the CIA-controlled Snopes, or all those fact-checkers that used to work for CNN that work for Facebook. I don't care what they have to say, friends. The fact of the matter is, people on this planet have every right in the world to scrutinize this man for who he is and what it is that he's responsible for, and that on so many levels. I mean, who elected him to be a representative to call all the shots? Since when did Bill Gates ever become a doctor, right? Well, what are they doing to counter all this? This is what I want you to see. This is crazy. This is on social media platforms again. And I just got a little discernment and an unction to go check it out. So what I did, and just keep in mind, folks, before I show this to you, remember Hillary Clinton, her Twitter account was found to be fake. A massive amount, a majority of her Facebook followers were all bought and paid for. Remember, Obama was also busted concerning 19 million followers on his Twitter account, was completely created out of thin air. This goes back to Saul Alinsky again. Caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us, say they, than there really is. They don't have the support, okay? Now, I've also noticed that not just with Obama, that of the Clintons, we found that 17 million followers on Joe Biden's Twitter account was completely fabricated, created out of thin air. See, this is how dictators do what they do. Hey, folks, when justice dies, dictators rise, don't they? And you are the law. And if you don't want to be the law, this is what's going to happen. Going back to Bill Gates, what I found, I just got curious. I went over to Facebook on Bill Gates' account, okay? And what I found was that he had 42 million followers. Are you guys all tracking with me? 42 million followers. Genociding a mass amount of people on a global basis, and he is still up on Facebook, believe it or not. If you critique this pandemic, you're pulled from Facebook. You're pulled from YouTube. You're pulled from some of these big tech companies that are subversive to American government, just like the media protecting the conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9. Okay? From the crimes that they're committing against innocent people on a global basis. Again, let me put into parallel, friends, you can only oppress man for so long before they rise up. That's what history does teach us. Bill Gates has 42 million followers. That's insane. How is it that Bill Gates has 42 million followers? Bradley, what's the catch? Well, just wait a second. I got another thought here, speaking of which. And so now I'm going over to the president of this said United States of America, this plant, this treasonous operative that's in the People's White House right now. Okay? He's got 11 million followers. He's got 11 million followers somehow. But Bill Gates has got 42 million followers. You know how many people are following Bill Gates? You know how many people are active followers out of the 42 million followers that he has? 37 people following him. You tell me what's going on. He has 42 million followers and 37 people are following him actively. Is something not wrong there?
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
$42 million. 42 million followers. Bill Gates and the globalists want you to believe that he has 42 million followers. Here, I'm looking at some of his posts right now on his Facebook account where he has 42 million followers. Hey, folks, 121 shares. 119 shares. 100 shares? Are you kidding me? Yep, they're believing that the American people and people on a global basis are this ignorant to believe that he has 42 million followers. Now, what I want you to pay close attention to is out of those 42 million, if you didn't hear it during the first segment, I want you to hear it the second segment. Okay, consider the source, John 8:44. Okay, there's no truth in these people, just so you understand as to how they operate. Out of the 42, and I'm circling this on social media platforms right now, out of the 42 million followers that he has 37 people actively following him. Do you see how this works? And they're depending upon the ignorance of the people on a global basis to actually believe that they are this big. No, they are not. When you get a moment, go over to Google and just Google Bill Gates, the expletive monster. Okay, and don't, obviously I'm using the word expletive because James 1:26, Colossians 3:8, and Ephesians 4:29 come into play, and it's not in my heart to say it, but that's what it is. Bill Gates, the blanking monster, okay? He's on his heels right now, and he's trying to sell himself to the people as being favorable to the people that he is, in fact, responsible for genociding. Well, Bradley, again, that's just to the extreme. I don't think I need to say it anymore. There's too many documentaries coming out right now. There's too much film being released on the population right now to believe that you've been told the truth concerning this pandemic. There's no more excuses. For 3 years, we've heard nothing but doctor after doctor that's been censored telling you the truth of these individuals that are responsible for this genocide. Folks, it is a genocide. Regardless if you want to admit it or not, it is a genocide. There's no question about it. Did you see this where just recently the White House, this useful idiot that they have, attempting to do her best to represent as she continuously reads her notes to the softballs that are all thrown to her by the other useful idiots that are protecting the administration against the people that they're supposed to serve? They were asking questions. A reporter had the audacity to go off script and ask a question about Anthony Fauci. You want to see what the response was? Check this out, folks. Just to show you, they don't want you going off script.
It is not your turn.
See the guy to the right of her? Stage left.
She has a valid question. She's asking about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
Dr. Fauci is the best person.
I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it. This is a disrespect of me.
She just told you how it works. We're not doing this the way you want to do this. This is all controlled, friends. For those that just got their head out of the sand, this is the truth of the matter. She just told you, we are not doing it the way that you want to do it. This isn't how we do it here. This is all controlled narrative here. We do the asking of the questions because they're already pre-scripted, and the people that are going to be asked the questions already know the answers. Just ask the Clintons. Just ask the Obamas. Just ask Trump. Just ask Biden, folks. This is why you never see any interviews done by grassroots level conservatives or Christians, because they're afraid people are going to ask real questions just like this foreigner in the press room in the White House is asking now. He wanted to ask Fauci a real question. She didn't want that to happen.
It is. I'm done, Simon. I'm done with you right now. Go ahead.
Yep, see?
Go ahead. Yep,
let's go to the next person because we know that he's on par with the narrative here, and he's going to ask questions that we already know. Now, if you were paying attention on the social media platform, you would notice on stage right, this individual here, his name is Ashish Jha, and I want you to pay attention to what she got so hostile about, because he was now up after Fauci, and this is what he wanted everybody to know, folks. Okay, I want you to see this. They're not reeling back from this pandemic, folks. This tsunami continuously goes forward, and it's going to keep going forward, and it's going to keep destroying everything in its path until the people deal with the corrupt. Okay. Until the people deal with the corrupt. Let's see what this guy has to say out of the White House press room right after a reporter attempted to ask a real question, and then he was shut down, and then this guy was up. What did he have to say? I'm just curious.
All loved ones. An important part of the conversation we have around the Thanksgiving table, an important part of the conversation we have in the days and weeks ahead.
Okay, so
we need to make protecting our loved ones an important part of the conversation we have around...
Okay, so he's at, during this time, and it's important that you understand this, Ashish is looking at the reporter talking about how this is important right now, how we keep everybody protected, okay? So now he's bringing it back. He's coaching that reporter back to the narrative that they intend to send. So let's see what he has to say.
But all the science and all the evidence we have suggests that we're probably going to need to update our vaccine again next year.
See this?
And have Americans get vaccinated again next year. Right now our focus is let's get Americans protected this fall and winter.
See this?
With the updated COVID vaccine.
See, they're going to keep pushing the narrative, friends. This isn't stopping. They're going after the kids now. And we all know this. Okay, I want to give you one more message by Mr. Ashish here. And again, I want you to hear what he has to say, because he says exactly what they intend to do. Here we go, folks. He says it.
Take all of us to make that happen. So please, don't wait. Get your COVID shot. Get your flu shot. That's why God gave you two arms. You can one in each arm if you want. Go to vaccines.gov and let's do everything we all can to protect the American people. Thank you.
Okay, so again, what I wanted you to see is the fact that when it goes off script, what happens? They shut those people down, just like they censor internet radio programs across the country, television programs, social media platforms, as you well know. That's what they're continuously doing simultaneously as they're pushing the pandemic forward, now zeroing in on the children, friends. In spite of all of the facts, they keep going forward. So things aren't, hey folks, as you believe for some reason or another, this is just kind of going away. I'm here to tell you it is not going away. It's going to get hot again. And again, folks, remember 3 years ago that tsunami, call me crazy, call me whatever you will, but when I got it, I got it. And I'm telling you, folks, that tsunami is still having its way, isn't it? Remember the first wave and the second wave and the third wave? The third wave is going to destroy everything, and it's exactly what they've been getting away with. And again, I thank God for other individuals out there with the courage, the internal fortitude to actually stand up and make documentaries exposing these people for who they are. And they must, they, the people, must be held liable for and accountable for their crimes against the people. That's the only way that the American people are going to send the message to the next group of henchmen that want to go ahead and do the same things that they did and maybe more, that we're not going to tolerate it. Okay, that is scriptural, friends. Read Jeremiah 9:24. That is the Lord's heart. Read Psalm 9:17, 16 and 17 as well. I wanted to highlight this as well, friends, because this is crazy. For those that are back out there flying again, did you all see this concerning what just took place on the airlines? Again, I'll let them say it, folks, out of their own mouths. They're saying it. They are definitely saying it. And
Chicago Saturday night.
Six. When you return, captain is incapacitated. So I'm gonna stop, and I'm gonna have to move the captain from the seat. Get to the gate.
That was the co-pilot.
Pilot dies mid-air.
About the emergency and requesting paramedics. He turned the plane around and landed safely. There were 57 passengers and crew on board. The pilot later died at a hospital.
I wonder what happened there. What do you suppose happened there? 1-866-582-9933. I am not being a smart aleck here. This is happening all over the place. These pilots are dying in the cockpits. I have a couple friends that are pilots that absolutely did not go along with any of this, and they're trying to retire early because of what those that are in alliance with these henchmen, with these globalists, with these, I know they love to be called elitists, these minions of hell, let's just call them for what they are, Isaiah 28, verse 18, they're just going right along with them. I mean, some of the worst are the CEO of Delta, American Airlines, they're terrible, but they're a part of the pack that need to be lawfully dealt with, friends, they truly do. And again, remember, this is not going to stop until we, the American people, put a stop to it. And let me remind you, we have all provision in the Constitution to lawfully do it, regardless of what the Gestapo and the FBI say. Okay? Just want to make clear, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The overnight manager at a Walmart in Virginia who murdered 6 people bought the gun legally on the morning of the shooting. That's according to a tweet from Chesapeake. This comes after the alleged shooter's death note was posted online, which included him saying he failed God and his associates were going to suffer the same fate as him. President Biden politicized the tragedy in Virginia late Tuesday by calling for an assault weapons ban. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is testifying Friday about his government's decision to invoke a controversial law to halt a trucker protest. A convoy of truckers brought Ottawa to a standstill last winter as they were trying to fight back against COVID vaccine mandates. Trudeau saying his use of the Emergencies Act was a measure of last resort. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Okay, so I got a question for you, and I'm going to go off of a couple of the things that we just heard through the mainstream media's useful idiots again, and it's important. New information, of course, just being ready in season and out of season at us to how to reprove it, right? Ephesians 5:11. How is it that in America that these criminals in government know how to lie better than most people in this country know how to tell the truth? I mean, that's a fair assessment, isn't it? They know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. Because what we see is the lies prevailing over the masses, and yet you see the truth doing what? Just kind of stagnantly going forward, right? It's like rolling up Zion, isn't it? Yeah, that's true. Well, I just want to say this just to encourage everybody that understands the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Truth crushed in the earth will rise again. And as Augustine rightly said, the truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Just let it loose. It will defend itself. And it does. And it does. Hey, folks, what's going on over in Canada right now with Justin Trudeau? The Allah worshiping sodomite. And that's exactly what he is. He's a traitor to his country. He's doing his best to ban handguns now, which he has no lawful right doing in that country. This is the prime example as to why Edmund Burke said what he said when he said kings become tyrants through policy when subjects have become rebels from principles. And isn't it interesting? Those that are pushing the policies, they're active. They're doing. And yet those that are supposed to be a principled people, they're not doing anything but talking. And we got the church in America doing their best to say, grace, lest we should boast, is the new t-shirt. Grace, lest we should boast. But they didn't finish it, did they? In Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10, and 11. No, they didn't finish Scripture. We were created unto good works. See, the bad guys are working while the good guys are talking, and the pulpits are neutering. Psalm 78, verse 9. That's what's happening. Did you hear during the break just a moment ago, friends? Shooting from the hip. Live radio, that's what you're supposed to be doing, right? Don't have to have everything scripted out, folks. But what's interesting is you just heard about how this guy just shot up a store, and in process, they highlighted the fact that he got a gun legally, because they're anti-gunners, of course, and they're trying to cast into your minds the guns are the problem, not the people that are pulling the trigger. How can the act be apart from the actor? He cannot. Deuteronomy 30:19. Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Did you notice that they said he got a gun legally? And then what they said, friends, is that this man said that he failed God. You know what they're doing there? They're casting into your minds by desensitizing the masses that these are the domestic terrorists that they hope you believe them to be. They're creating domestic terrorists. That's exactly what they're doing. But you know, the topic in which I'm highlighting right now, I hope you don't mind, and only those that have ears to hear are going to get this. Why is it the gun that's always accused for the crime? But yet when you look at politicians, it's always somebody else that's responsible except them. You know, I'm going to say it this way. I've never seen a gun that's been thrown into jail yet. I've always seen the people that take responsibility to commit the crime end up incarcerated. See, but they want you to believe that the gun needs to be incarcerated. Okay? Ridiculous, right? I mean, that's like blaming Rosie O'Donnell. That's like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. I mean, for serious. For real. It's incredibly ignorant. It's the very elite when it comes to words that are used to propagandize the people, or narratives to propagandize the people, because most people don't believe it or think that way. They think that the government would never be responsible to try to do something like this. They think that the government is there for their good. Well, they're attempting to disarm them. Interestingly enough, I was sitting with my son, my oldest son, last night, and he was watching a documentary on animals. And there was this antelope that had these antlers that were turned backwards, and they were super sharp. And a lioness came up on this antelope, and what this antelope did was take its horns and drive them right into the side of the lion, and it caused the lion to flee, terror-stricken, really fast, to get out of sight of that antelope that it meant to attack. See, it's the same thing the government's trying to do, is they're trying to saw off those antlers on top of that antelope so it can no longer defend itself when they try to disarm the American people. It's exactly what they're doing. And this is what they want you to do. They want you to believe that the problem in this particular case is guns, just like they tried to sell you about a minute and a half ago. You ever heard of the American politician in the AK-47? You got to pay attention to this. If you get distracted, you're going to miss the whole point. I want you to check this out, folks. Check this out. And we will get to it right now. Diversion, diversion, diversion. What do you mean? Folks, did you hear about the AK-47 that was used recently to kill 50 people? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47.
Pay attention.
I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47. Did you know that the AK-47 was originated in the Soviet Union? Did you know that the service history of the AK-47 has been since 1949 to the present? Did you know that the designer of the AK-47 was Mikhail Kalashnikov and designed in 1946 to 1948? Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people, friends? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47 this week.
Pay attention.
The AK-47 was manufactured by ISMASH and various others, including Norinco, and produced in 1949 to 1959. The number of AK-47s built, 75 million to 100 million. Did you know that the weight of the AK-47 without the magazine is 3.47 kgs? That's 7.7 pounds. The magazine empty, 0.43 kgs. That's 0.95 pounds. That's an earlier issue. 0.33 kgs, that's 0.73 pound. 0.25 kg, which is 0.55 pound. That's the light alloy. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? It was terrible. 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47.
All eyes on the guns.
The length of the AK-47 with a fixed
All eyes on the guns.
Is 880 mm.
All eyes on the guns.
875 mm. That's what the folding stock extended. The barrel's length of the AK-47 is 415 mm. That's 16.3 inches.
Pay attention.
The cartridge of the AK-47 is 7.62 times 39 mm. The action gas operated rotating bolt rate of fire. The muzzle velocity is 715 mm.
All eyes on the gun. Are you listening, friends?
150 feet.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
The Kellogg rate of fire is 600
All eyes on the guns
of the AK-47.
Not the criminals.
The practical rate of fire for the AK-47.
It's the gun. It's the gun. It's the gun. It's the gun.
40 rounds per minute. Full automatic, 100 rounds per minute. Effective firing range for the AK-47 is 350 m. That's 380.
I'm highlighting
yards.
All of that of the AK-47 the same way the mainstream media does it.
Attachable box.
It's the gun.
There are
it's the AR-15, right?
Minus,
the AR-15. They're always talking
box,
about the AR-15
minus,
because they want to get rid of the AR-15.
From magazines available for the AK-47.
That's exactly what they're doing.
And the sights on the AK-47 are 100 to 800 m adjustable iron sights radius. That's 378 mm. That's 14.9 IN. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used recently to kill 50 people? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed, friends, with an AK-47.
You guys tracking, right?
I know you are. Some might be asking the question, Bradley, what's your point? Well, the point is obvious. In America, the people have been so diverted and conditioned to highlight the weapons and even going into great specificity of the weapons used that they are simply overlooking the very ones that are making the choice to commit the crime by pulling the trigger. Much like the corruption in government on a daily basis, we're told of the corruption of the president, a corrupt judge, a representative. The list of crimes goes on, and yet them that are committing the crimes are still there in many cases, even after 15 and 20 years later, only to commit another crime tomorrow. And this all takes place in America because the American people have left off justice, which guards our liberties.
Okay, so I think we all track, and we're all tracking as to what I'm highlighting. I'm highlighting the specificity of the weapons. It's not the AK-47 right now, it's the AR-15. Over and over and over again, you hear the media's narrative to drive it to the AR-15, the AR-15, the AR-15. Well, no time is taken to show how the law is being enforced against the criminals that are making the choice to pull the trigger. Now, folks, what do you think is going to bring about the fear of God? Proverbs 16:6. In this country, do you think by disarming everybody and making themselves a prey before the tyrants that want to disarm them is the right answer? Or do you think it's the government's purpose, by the way, Deuteronomy 25:1, to enforce the law against those that pull the trigger? Now, what would happen instead of teaching the American people through Hollywood to go ahead and kill each other, or the games that are being sold to young people, instead of teaching them to kill each other, you know, because the Supreme Court said it was free speech? What would happen when the government actually did its job and took the next person that committed a mass shooting and made a public example out of him by hanging him publicly? What do you think would happen? See, that's not the resolve they want, because that keeps the people armed still, and it teaches them the fear of God, and that puts them into check, and that's not what they want. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is William Moore II. Like so many, I was trying to find the next resolve, both in government and faith. Bradley Dean sought me out and reminded me that there is no separation of faith and duty. We are to love with works and overcome evil with good. Put on your armor, friends, for our spiritual battles are not over. Join the fight today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stock market, have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Sons of Liberty, folks, I'm just going to stay here, okay? The problem, God forbids what many tolerate. Okay, so we're just highlighting, shooting from the... As a matter of fact, the useful idiots just made this show. They're trying to blame the AR-15. They're trying to blame men that got their guns legally, that say God, that they failed God. They're creating domestic terrorists, but then going to the point of how they're trying to accuse the gun of the crime. And for those that did not see this, do you now see the credit cards jumping on? They're saying that they're not going to allow their customers to buy firearms or ammunition. See, I told you this was coming. I told you that this was going to happen. I talked to CEOs about it. Oh, Bradley, they have every right in the world. And what we were talking about in that particular case was that of what Facebook was doing when it was illegally censoring. And what they'd do is they'd come back and say to me, Bradley, it's their platform. I said, it's not their platform to be subversive to American government. Now, if I was out there advocating for that which tears down the U.S. Constitution and to promote a spirit of Antichrist, 1 John chapter 2, I can totally understand why they wouldn't want me on their platform. But that's not what's happening. I mean, folks, Zuckerberg, he's just a little CIA operative. That's all he is. He's just the point man. Honestly, that's what he is. This isn't being created. This is true. many whistleblowers have come out on Zuckerberg? Someone said earlier, and I'm going to get back to this point, but someone said earlier, you know, we need more whistleblowers to come out. No, for 3 years concerning the pandemic, there's been thousands upon tens of thousands of not only whistleblowers coming forward, but attorneys coming forward, doctors coming forward, and lawsuits to Glor. And yet, the American people and people on a global basis, they hear of them no more again, and then they want another whistleblower. No, you've been given all the truth that you need. And if you don't want to respond to what you've been given, then you deserve exactly what you're going to get. And you're getting it. You're absolutely getting it. But look what's happening, friends. I just said Facebook, they were illegally... Oh, and by the way, it's amazing how this works. You know, I'm the loudmouth that says things that are just out there, saith some, until it comes to pass, like it is again. This whole issue with Facebook and YouTube censoring free speech, I told you it was a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Clearly it is. Clearly it is. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. By the way, the corrupt know it. And the best that you have in the conservative movement, they do nothing but to grill those people that are illegally censoring you. What's become of it? Guess what a federal judge just came up and brought forth just over the last couple days, friends? Yep. Section 230 is illegal. It's unconstitutional. Yep. And they use Section 230 as an excuse to go after pornography when in fact it was used against their political opposition. I told you it was illegal. But now going back to make my point, I told CEOs, I said, it is not legal what Facebook is doing or YouTube. Well, it's their platform. I said, well, what's going to happen when the electric company doesn't like what you have to say? What's going to happen when the phone company doesn't like what you have to say? Is it their platform? Can they go ahead and pull the plug on our electricity and pull the plug on our phone? See, people don't think. People don't think things through. Now the credit card companies are coming in and saying, you know what? We're not going to let our customers buy guns anymore. It's not for them to tell you that. Oh, no, man, nothing, friends. That's why the Bible says that you're ensnared to your lender. Oh, no, man, nothing, period. What are they going to do then? Well, they're going to think of something new, and it's going to be just as illegal as what they're doing now. But just think about that. Now they're trying to say, credit card companies are now trying to say, we're not going to allow you to buy your guns. Oh, you can buy whatever you want to, but not those. Now they're dictating what you can buy and what you can't buy. That is not America. That is not the rule of law. That is an arbitrary government, and that is dangerous, Americans. That applies to all of us. I don't care if you're rich or poor. That is not a good place to put yourself. And my message applies to both rich and poor. We better get this right. But I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, they're trying to accuse the AK-47, and I'm going into great specificity showing you all the particulars of that gun, because that's what the media does. But in America, what they're doing is highlighting the AR-15. And they're going into great specificity highlighting the gun rather than enforcing the law against the crime. They're magnifying the crime against the law, and the law is supposed to be enforced by them that are trying to disarm you. Think of that. The very ones that are supposed to enforce the law to ensure that you have your rights... Right? That's the purpose of government, is to restrain men from sin, to ensure the people of their rights that God gave. Matter of fact, George Washington even said this. He said, well, it was accredited to him anyways. Firearms stand in importance to the Constitution itself. Exactly. It totally does. Isn't that what our forefathers used to fight off the tyrant, to give us what we have today? Absolutely. That's why it was so important that we had it. Washington also said firearms are the American people's liberty teeth. Absolutely they are. But what does the government, along with the corrupt and the mainstream media, do? They continuously highlight the AR-15, the specificities of the AR-15. They never enforce the law against those that commit the crime publicly. They think, well, no, they know all the well what they're doing. They want you to believe that we need to get rid of guns rather than being secure ourselves, which, by the way, the whole purpose of the Second Amendment was given, right? And when I read the Second Amendment, it also tells us that our rights shall not be infringed. That means violated. But they violate them all day long. And if you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, you'll find that it was written during the preamble. The Bill of Rights was written to basically avoid anything in misunderstanding of the Constitution and the God-given rights in which we have been bestowed upon. Okay, that's why they never talk about the Constitution. That's why it's all these policies, all these policies, all these policies. Read the Word of God. Read the Constitution. Period, friends. And you're going to be over this. One more thing I wanted to highlight, too, is maybe you've heard this, but and don't ever forget about what I'm ready to tell you right now. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper from the United States Marine Corps said this. Listen carefully. This will encourage all gun owners. Okay, if violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police. He fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught to fear is his victim. That's right. That is exactly right. That's why we are an armed people. I'm tired of this propaganda. You see what they're doing in Canada right now? I mean, you got 5 million people in that country. Do you think that they could lawfully round up that tyrant, dictator, effeminate wannabe over there that worships foreign gods, that's warring against his own people in an attempt to establish a global order? By the way, there's video online, friends, if you'd like to check it out, where an old lady steps up to the microphone and says to Justin Trudeau that basically our forefathers used to hang people like you for what you're guilty of. See, this is what we've lost. We've lost obedience to God. We've lost our heritage. We don't know where we came from. And to some ignorant people, this sounds extreme. Matter of fact, I just heard a lady today, I was watching a short documentary, a 5-10 minute documentary, on a kid that was accused of a crime, and he received the death sentence. It's interesting how many people commit the crime, and then once the crime's committed, they go into court, and then they hear death sentence, and all of a sudden, guess what straightened out those criminals? The death sentence! They did everything in their power to avoid the death sentence after the fact. What would happen if we put that before their eyes before they committed the crime? If you commit this crime, you will be executed publicly. That, by the way, is the government's job. And that, by the way, is exactly what they used to do in this country all day long. Deuteronomy 19:19. That others may fear also. Man, we got to get this straight. We got to get this straight. We got to get on par with our history, what it is that our forefathers established. I want to make one more point. Yesterday, I only got 1 minute left. Yesterday, someone had brought up the point about how all wars are unconstitutional. And for the most part, they're right. Over the last 247 years, do you realize that your country's been at war for 222 years? And I said to this person, I said, what was David appointed for? And I'm not trying to justify unconstitutional wars. There's no justification at all. I am for the Lord's wars, not man's wars. And this person asked me, name one war that was justifiable. I said, the War of Independence. Does that sound like that would have been the Lord's war? And it's interesting how it just shuts their mouth. It shuts the mouth of the ignorant when you give them the facts. Why? Because facts are stubborn things. Folks, again, let's get this right, because we can get this right. I love you by what I do, and I do it all day long. We'll talk to you in 23. I got you for 2 hours tomorrow. Let's see what we come up with then. By the Holy Ghost. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.